Hit 93.1 FM.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
Woo! Here we go. Lick Us and Win Wednesday. We got tickets out to the California Capital Air Show, or you could choose from Tesla. Saturday night, that's going to happen over at Thunder Valley. Joe's going to do famous inventors or inventions. I'm doing planes, trains, automobiles, and rock and roll. So give us some good ones. Let's see here. Where do we want to start this? Hopefully, good episode. Let's go to Dave. Let's start with Dave. Dave, Lick Us and Win. What do you got?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, I got a question for Joe.
Okay.
Okay, so in 1904, the tea bag actually got invented, but it was not actually intended to immerse in water and steep and make tea. It was actually for a different reason. Do you know what that was?
I think I do, actually, as a matter of fact. Did they put it inside your mouth? Against your gums for tooth pain.
Like a cold press or a press.
Nope.
Oh.
Although they do say that people now, they do that, and it does eliminate or remedy some toothache or headache pain.
Yeah. Other than that, I do not know.
Okay, so the guy's name was Thomas Sullivan, and he was actually a tea salesman, and he used to send out samples of his tea in little boxes. And then one day he thought it would be easier to send them out in silk bags. Because he could get more of them out there.
Huh.
And when people got them, they just assumed they were supposed to put them in water. But they were actually supposed to just rip them open and make tea.
Oh, so it was basically it was an envelope of tea, but people were just dunking them right in the water. And then he's like, hey, let's make a better tea bag that better dissolves or steeps the tea. And that's how you have the tea bag.
Exactly.
Wow. All right, that's not bad.
That's a good one, dude.
Yeah, and we're well aware of all the different directions we could have taken that question.
Yes, we
but
are.
We'll put you on hold right now, and you can choose from Tesla or California Capital Air Show. Let's go to Jordan. Jordan, Lick Us and Win.
Hey, guys. This question is for Joe.
Okay. Go ahead, Jordan.
All right. Who invented the first rotary engine? Now, I'll give you a little warning. The rotary engine was actually invented before the current one that's in the cars today. Regardless, both inventors have the same first name. If you get the first name, it's the answer.
Okay.
I'll give you another hint. It's commonly called the Wankel nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
It's commonly called the what?
Wankel.
You probably know who it is, don't you? The rotary engine.
I know who. I know the auto manufacturer that uses it, and I believe that I know from where it spawned.
Didn't the rotary engine go in an R8 car one time? I remember you showing me a design for that.
Mazda, legendarily known for making rotary engines.
God, I legitimately don't know. My only guess would be like a Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, but I don't know why I want to say Leonardo da Vinci. I know he made that like helicopter thing. I don't think he actually had a rotary engine attached to it.
Hang on, I don't know the guy's name, but wasn't the first rotary engine invented for a plane?
That is actually correct, and that's the two inventors. But coincidentally, both inventors have the same first name.
And what is the name?
Felix Wankel. And Felix, what was the other name? Millet.
Okay. All right, so they both had the first name, Felix. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I know that they use the technology for airplanes. So.
Wow, cool,
okay,
dude.
I'll take that. Yeah, yeah, good try.
I would have never been able to get that one.
Hang on, we'll get you in. Let's go to Sarah. Sarah, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, Sarah.
Good morning.
What you got for us?
I have a question for Joe.
Okay.
Where was Tesla's first commercial power plant?
Michigan? Where did they do that? He did that right. I thought that was in the Midwest. No, Ohio. It was in Ohio.
No.
It wasn't.
Niagara Falls.
Wow, Niagara Falls.
No kidding. He had one running off the power from the falls first, huh? I didn't know he did any hydroelectric power. I thought his all came from snatching it out of the air.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Radio waves.
Cool.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Hang on. I wish this was a more exciting round, but let's see if we can get it there. Let's go to David. David, Lick Us and Win.
Okay, so this question is for Dog. It's a car question.
Okay.
In 1969, American Motors made their answer to the Ford and Chevy muscle cars.
Mm-hmm.
What was it called?
The Javelin.
No. You're thinking the AMX, Javelin AMX, but that's not correct.
Oh, you're American Motors. Hang on here. What would this have been? Was it... God. Okay, tell you what. Give me the list of the cars. Give me the models.
The models of... Well, there was just basically one model.
Hold on now. Was it the Matador?
No. That is an American Motors car.
Hmm.
Would you like me to tell you, or are you still guessing?
Yeah, I know they had the Ambassador, the Ambassador, the Matador.
They only made it 1 year in 1969, and if I'm not mistaken, the correct number that were built was like 1,156.
God, I don't know why the Javelin keeps popping up. I cannot see any other American motor. I know that's an AM. God.
Yeah, the Javelin was evolved into the AMX, and it was a muscle car as well.
And, yeah, the Javelin also shared the 390 power plant from Ford. Very cool car. I love those cars.
This car also had that same 390 in it.
I know, and I can't think of what it is. I'm coming up with the Matador, I'm coming up with the Ambassador, and I cannot think of that other. What is it?
Rambler Scrambler.
Rambler Scrambler. Okay, there you go. Rambler Scrambler. Damn it!
To have Joe Google it, look up a picture. It's a little...
No, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is. Now that you say it, I can see it.
I feel like I've seen...
Seattle, and we're crab fishermen in Alaska, and one of our buddies bought one.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like I've seen... Did they have the naming on the side of it, Rambler?
It was on the side fender or the rear deck plate. It's been a long time since... You don't see them driving around hardly ever unless you go to a car show.
Oh.
Good question. Hang on.
I've never seen one. I'm looking at a picture of it right now.
Let's go to Reby. Reby, Lickerson win.
Hey there.
Hi.
Hi. I've got a question for Joe.
Okay.
All right. I am wondering if you know who invented the first electric vibrator.
Well, that would probably be... I'll be nice.
I was going to say, what are you going to say? Go ahead. Yeah. Lay it on us.
Joe's wife.
Who? What, would it be Edison or Tesla?
No, it would not be.
Really?
Okay, now, I want you to think about the dangers of this, you know, because all these things nowadays are battery, and they're waterproof, and they seal, you know, because people do stuff in their off time that you never would expect people to do.
Absolutely.
But to have this thing powered and harness the electricity that comes into your house or into the plug and goes through a cord, I want you to think of the dangers of this. This is a high-powered machine, and if you go back in time, I look at... porn.
Sure,
and I see stuff and I
you
follow
study it. You may write notes on it.
It fascinates me. They go back to the turn of time, man, when women were, I mean, they were out at riverbeds looking for stones that would replicate something they could use.
Bone.
Phalluses and orgasmic pleasuring devices have always been a fascinating thing for women.
I always thought the wooden ones were a little bit, you know, sketchy as well.
Yeah, but they used anything they could find because that just shows you how insignificant men have always been. Men have always been just worthless in the sack, and that'll probably never change.
Yeah,
but to think about a cord on it, man, a cord, woo, that is getting a little bit dicey. When I think about something being plugged into a wall, and that's weird.
When I think about how the cords in those days had to be hooked up, I mean, back then there was like the little screw thing that would unloosen. You'd wrap the wire around it and screw the screw back onto
it.
Yeah,
the cords looked like roped, and the plugs were weird. So who invented it?
Yeah, who was it?
It was Dr. Mortimer Granville.
Granville.
And
wow.
What year did that have to come around in?
It was in 1880, and it was attached to a toilet.
Wow! Well, so not only is it electric...
But they did have it near a water source.
And over a toilet. Yeah. Well, how'd you like to be that guy? You know, his wife, you know. What'd your husband do? Never, ever, ever once pleasure me?
Yeah.
But he invented this. You know, all the chicks are hanging out over the house. Just think of that guy's just worthless. He's got his PhD and all that, his doctorate, and he can't service his wife.
Good God. You got wow. That puts a whole new meaning to leaving the toilet seat down or up, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Good
hang on, Reby. We'll get you in. Let's go to Krista, another woman.
Good one.
Wow, welcome. Krista, good morning. Lickerson win.
Hi.
Good morning. I got a question for Dog. In 2002, Seether changed their name of the band to Seether. What were they known as before that?
I didn't know they changed that.
Out of Africa. Great little band. Odd question. I do not know what they were called before Seether.
They were called Seringash.
You're muffling around and messing around. What are they called?
Seringash.
Sarin gas.
Good Lord.
Yeah, the poisonous gas.
Yeah, poisonous gas. See, there has a better ring to it. Okay.
It does.
Hang on. Let's go to Trevor. Trevor, lick us and win.
Hey, I got a question for Joe.
Okay. Okay, go ahead, Trevor.
Who invented the first radar system?
I think that was that Marconi?
No.
you're going back to the same three. Was that Tesla? Was that Marconi? Was that Da Vinci? You're going off the same
well,
three guys.
I think I kind of thought radar popped up the same time that Morse code and all that was coming out.
No, that radar would have been after.
Well, after?
Well, I think so, yeah.
I'm going to say the guy's name was Radar. Was that
1930s,
it?
1930s, if that helps you. No, it wasn't Radar.
Oh, okay. I don't know who it is.
What's his name?
Is a British physicist named Sir Robert Watson Watt.
Watson Watt?
Came out in 1935, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that was well after the...
Yeah. Okay, hang on. We'll get you in. We're going to pause right there. Oh, my God. These are rough today.
They're hard ones.
Yeah, very, very hard. More rounds coming up. We'll do one more round here shortly. And right after Boston, hang on through Boston. We'll do something for the Disney tickets. We got four passes, 2 days. Hang on.